Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. Welcome to day 783. Paul Manafort was sentenced to a total of 7.5 years in prison after receiving another 43 months on federal conspiracy charges at his sentencing hearing today in Washington, D.C. Judge Amy Berman Jackson sentenced Manafort to 60 months in prison on the first of two criminal conspiracy counts. 30 of those months will be served concurrently with Manafort's prior sentence in a separate case. Jackson also sentenced Manafort to 13 months of consecutive prison time on his second criminal count, for a total of 43 additional months in prison, on top of the 47 months that he was sentenced to last week in Virginia. Jackson accused Manafort of spending a, quote, significant portion of his career gaming the system, end quote, before sentencing him to what is now the longest prison sentence for anyone ensnared in Mueller's nearly two-year-old probe. New York prosecutors, meanwhile, indicted Manafort on 16 counts related to mortgage fraud, conspiracy, and falsifying business records shortly after he was sentenced for his federal crimes by Judge Jackson. The new state charges against Manafort allege a scheme of falsifying business records to obtain millions of dollars in loans. Now, Trump hasn't explicitly ruled out pardoning Manafort, but that only counts for federal crimes. A president does not have the power to pardon state charges. And finally, Trump grounded all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 aircraft after the second fatal crash in 5 months. Trump's announcement came right after Canada joined some 42 other countries in grounding the jets. Yesterday, the FAA said it had seen, quote, no systemic performance issue, end quote. Planes currently in the air will fly to their destinations and, quote, be grounded until further notice, end quote. All in all, the order will ground more than 70 aircrafts. And in the polls, Politico says 52% of voters are opposed to Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border, up 1% from last month. And now to the notables. One, Michael Cohen's attorney attempted to clarify Cohen's testimony that he never asked Trump for a pardon. Two, Rudy Giuliani reassured Cohen in an April 2018 email that Cohen could, quote, sleep well tonight, end quote, because he had, quote, friends in high places, end quote. Three, Michael Flynn has completed his cooperation agreement with the special counsel's Russia investigation, according to Robert Mueller. Four, the Justice Department is investigating whether a $100,000 donation to the Trump Victory Committee came from a fugitive Malaysian businessman who is alleged to be at the center of a global financial scandal. Five, Wilbur Ross will face the House Oversight Committee on Thursday to answer questions about his decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. And six, Trump, without evidence, accused media outlets of doctoring photographs in order to suggest that Melania Trump employs a body double when she has to appear with Trump at public events. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.